Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, stress is like that uninvited house guest that overstays their welcome. You know, the one who borrows your shower gel, eats all your snacks, and then asks for a massage before leaving. Yeah, that guy. We've all been there. Feeling overwhelmed, drained, and wishing we could just hit pause on life for a minute, right? But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of stress. You have the power to create your own self-care plan, a personalized blueprint to navigate those hectic moments and emerge feeling calm, collected, and in control. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your own fortress of serenity. First up, recognize stress for what it is. A signal, not a sentence. It's telling you something needs attention, so listen up. Are you overworked? Sleep deprived? Feeling disconnected from what truly matters? Once you pinpoint the source, you can start tackling it head-on. Second, prioritize self-awareness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, it's about checking in with yourself regularly. Notice your physical sensations, emotions, and thoughts. When does stress creep in? What triggers it? The more aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to manage those stressful moments. Next, remember that me time isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it as recharging your batteries, not a luxury. It could be anything from a hot bath with your favorite book to going for a walk in nature or simply sitting in silence and enjoying a cup of tea. Whatever helps you unwind and reconnect with yourself, do it. Number 4. Cultivate healthy habits. This isn't about becoming a health nut, but about making choices that support your well-being. Eat nourishing foods, get regular exercise, prioritize sleep. These things might seem small, but they have a huge impact on your ability to handle stress. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Ever felt like you were drowning in emails, deadlines, and social obligations? You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute, and your body feels tense and wound up? Well, imagine this. You're about to walk into a meeting, but instead of feeling anxious and overwhelmed, you feel calm, focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. That's the power of a well-crafted self-care plan. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up, the kind that can make or break your career. You know it's important, but all the preparation and anticipation are starting to take their toll on you. You're feeling restless, irritable, and even struggling to sleep. Sound familiar? Instead of letting stress run rampant, here's what you could do. 1. Acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to ignore them, just acknowledge that they're there. Then, remind yourself that these feelings are temporary and manageable. 2. Schedule some me time before the presentation. Maybe it's a walk in the park, listening to your favorite music, or practicing some deep breathing exercises. Whatever helps you relax and clear your head. 3. Break down the presentation into smaller, more manageable tasks. This will make it feel less overwhelming and give you a sense of accomplishment as you check things off your list. 4. Visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation. Imagine the audience engaged, asking questions, and responding positively to your ideas. Visualization is a powerful tool for reducing anxiety and boosting confidence. So remember, self-care isn't about being perfect or having it all together, it's about taking intentional steps to prioritize your well-being. It's about recognizing that stress is a normal part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. Today, I want you to take action. Think about one small thing you can do right now to implement this self-care plan. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, going for a short walk, or simply scheduling some me time into your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about the power of self-care and help everyone build their own fortress of serenity. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.